Yes, I would be happy to repeat that. I think it is important that it be noted. A project of this magnitude, literally the rebuilding of this planet, cannot in any way be entwined with any of the darkness, even what you would call gray areas. And any monies that might come in through the dark sources, those projects must not relate to this one. There's nothing wrong with putting dark forces, money, to work for the light. Don't misunderstand for one moment. Take it and use it, but use it for an earthly project. Do you understand the difference, or should I explain it?
I'm not sure I understand it. I think the sympathy project is...
That would be quite well funded by any source. That is simply an excellent science fiction fantasy movie. Don't for one moment put that aside as to the way it will be advertised. We will attend to the rest. So those monies, but don't have them entangled. Don't have them entangled so that the control is lost. But that money could well come from almost any source. It is a good, as you would consider, business investment. It is the control of the lands, the control of anything to do with the project related to that particular area in which you reside, and with any, and I'm trying to word this so that when you transcribe it, it is quite safe, and I would leave that sentence out. All right, we should have, all right, I can then discuss this openly with you, and you edit according to how you know it should be edited, so that no jeopardy will be placed on our projects. There should be very great caution used in anything that would stem from the crashed, quote-unquote, craft. Those stories will be made public later and will be documented later. And anything to do with the crystalline substance beneath your house and the overall plan of a communications and a navigational system, those are the things that should not be entangled in money from dark sources.
That becomes clear now.
Those monies should stem preferably, any interim money. Let me back up just a moment. Any interim money made available to you should be placed on retaining this property and acquiring more. I am speaking now of those funds which should come through Mr. Cudd from any source whatsoever. He has made a commitment and an obligation both to you and to us. And that property should be taken out of jeopardy immediately. Immediately. And he should be brought aware that we have removed those outside sources from you. because he accepted that responsibility. And we expect him to honor that commitment. It is the larger picture of which I'm speaking regarding major funding. If your earth time allows, there will be great, great findings in a mineralized way on the property you refer to as the ranch. It would be a necessity that be funded through sources which leave you with total control of that property as such. It should not be allowed to fall into the hands at any point of any dark ones, or even any shadowed ones. It needs to be handled in a business way, and it appears that it should be through that one you call John Jeffers. This is a clean, light energy endeavoring to do business in a professional manner, where those original funds come from is of no consequence to you. That is none of your business. As long as the funds coming to you are acquired in an ethical manner, and you have purchased the privilege of using a large number in your dollars and cents of that money, they must be reminded of that also. It is a possibility that you might want to edit this message now that it has come to my attention, so that these things are brought forth first. But the seriousness of the problem of this orb known as Earth, Terra, Shan, it can go on and on. There are many names, the Emerald. Do not think one is going to go without all of those others going, no matter what you call them. This planet is in critical, critical circumstances. And if we pass this crisis, it is imperative that these projects move forward rapidly. And that is why we've pushed you little ones. Wanted to question.
I want to get to finish, if you will, with my own information with Jeffers. Cut tells us that Jeffers is closer to receiving his funds now. It may very well do so within the next week or so. Can you verify that for us?
The little one's giving me just a little trouble here. Could you hold just a minute, please? Yes, much is transpiring. There's a great deal of monetary shifting going on at this very moment. There's a lot of business, banking, foot dancing taking place, each wanting to line up to their best advantage in the game of finances. But yes, money is being exchanged. Commitments and rules, as you would understand them, are being drawn up. Each vies for a better position than the other. It is still a very earthly, greedy game. But it would appear that those funds, or the beginnings of funding, should start to flow very, very soon. The insurance is that you should take care and receive a commitment that as those funds flow into the bank accounts within your vicinity through the ones that will be handling the money on the receiving end are required to disperse those funds on an immediate basis. There will be an attempt to hold those. You might point that out to Mr. Cutt also, that we understand that. There will be a desire to hold those for all the bookwork that will be espoused as a necessity. Those funds, the necessary funds to cover these properties, must be dispersed instantaneously. As soon as those funds are transferred in a certified manner into that bank account, they are to be transferred. Even we of the higher planes get our tongues tangled. It is imperative and mandatory that Mr. Cudd make adequate funds available to you on an immediate basis. Whatever is required to do that should be done. This is a direct message to Mr. Cutt. There cannot be banking or so-called banking delays. Yes, I would be happy to repeat that. I think it is important that it be noted. A project of this magnitude, literally the rebuilding of this planet, cannot in any way be entwined with any of the darkness, even what you would call gray areas. And any monies that might come in through the dark sources, those projects must not relate to this one. There's nothing wrong with putting dark forces, money, to work for the light. Don't misunderstand for one moment. Take it and use it, but use it for an earthly project. Do you understand the difference, or should I explain it?
I'm not sure I understand it. I think the sympathy project is...
That would be quite well funded by any source. That is simply an excellent science fiction fantasy movie. Don't for one moment put that aside as to the way it will be advertised. We will attend to the rest. So those monies, but don't have them entangled. Don't have them entangled so that the control is lost. But that money could well come from almost any source. It is a good, as you would consider, business investment. It is the the control of the lands, the control of anything to do with the project related to that particular area in which you reside, and with any, and I'm trying to word this so that when you transcribe it, it is quite safe, and I would leave that sentence out.
We will be happy to edit this appropriately.
All right, we should have, all right, I can then discuss this openly with you, and you edit according to how you know it should be edited, so that no jeopardy will be placed on our projects. There should be very great caution used in anything that would stem from the crashed, quote unquote, craft. Those stories will be made public later and will be documented later. And anything to do with the crystalline substance beneath your house and the overall plan of a communications and a navigational system is much easier today to maintain the open channel. We have only had one blurb, one little beep, and that easily remedied itself. Most surely. I do have duties that require my attention, and yet I feel that I myself should be participating in these immediate meetings with you.
We appreciate your personal attention.
You're most welcome. You will be very, very strong workers. And we are sorry to burden you with this heavy load at this time. But you were warned.
We prefer the truth.
If that is all, my beloved ones, I would take my leave. In my gratitude and appreciation for your joining me, for your accepting the burden, and for making the efforts beyond that which is required of you. Our appreciation is unlimited, but your rewards will be unlimited. I will return now to my duties and leave you in the light of our Radiant One and turn you over once again into his care. Remember that you will not be allowed to fail. You will not fall. We have you locked onto our beam, and he has you locked tightly within his embrace. Do not let that slip from your mind for one moment of your time. Salut. Salut. Aho and salute.